Greetings and welcome, beautiful listeners. I am May Ruth, the host of your Wild Soul Reflection. I'm also your astrology guide. And as of late, I've begun to realize that I'm your astro sleuth because I love nothing more than looking into the arts, the ancient arts of astrology, numerology, of tarot, oracle card. And what I am searching for in being a detective, because in many ways it requires diving deep into the connections that we seek, because oftentimes our astrology charts are a matter of looking at a map of our own unique being, our own unique signature. And what I do, and I see myself as being a guide to help understand the practical ways in which we can use the directions that are given for soul and life guidance within our own blueprint. From time to time, I also use the power of sound because I become fascinated at the juncture of what happens when we are able to tune into the natural rhythms within ourselves. Yes, that's true. Each one of us has a natural, significant signature vibratory energy that is radiating out into life every day. So I love doing this podcast because I get to talk about some things in a different, slightly different way. There's lots of wonderful information out in the world, particularly about astrology and tarot, sound healing, all of these subjects that I really, really love sharing about. But I tend to look at it in a way that attempt to bring the connections between these different subjects together. Today is really an interesting one because it is April 8th, and as you probably already are aware, we are sitting in the midst of what is called the solar eclipse, the great solar eclipse of 2024. And the solar eclipse is both an astronomical event, it's a celestial event, but I'm looking at it a bit more from the personal and to some extent collective view of what's its significance for each one of us? How is this eclipse showing up for you, for me? What is its meaning? And so today I'm going to actually walk through in kind of a story form, at least my own unique story form. And I'm going to talk about the planets, and in particular, we're going to look at a number of the signs and how they may inform. I say may because I really look at the eclipse as a portal, as a pivot point. But it's only that if we choose to receive it. So let us start with the idea that we are in a brave new experience. We're in a, on a new horizon. And as we are, again, I love the concept that life is really a journey, and each event or situation that is presented is a message on that in terms of the journey. And this solar eclipse is definitely a message. Let's start with looking at the planets as a council. Right now, we have the moon, and we're in the new moon in Aries. We have the sun in Aries. And we want to look at both the sun and the moon as what are called luminaries. We call them planets, but they both have light. They reveal a component of light. The sun represents the who we are. Each one of us has in our chart a place, a sign, and the sun is that place where we naturally are encouraged and supported by life to reveal and shine in our own particular way. With the sun being in Aries, Aries is known as the first sign in the zodiac wheel. It is associated with the first house. It is the place of our identity. It is also seen as being the beginning, the baby of the zodiac. It does not mean that you are a baby, although many times we have those parts within ourselves that are babies. But it means that new growth, that moment of experiencing, I am me and you are you, and that feeling of you being you. And as a result, that new growth at this particular time, because we have just come out of the spring equinox, and this is a connection with nature. All of us have that capacity within our being to feel that surge of literal energy. So we have the sun, and then we have the new moon. The moon in our charts represent that place where we must have the emotional feeling of being connected within oneself, a feeling of being emotionally safe, a feeling of being, knowing that our inner being is secure. With a new moon, again, we have this subject, or it's again an inner spotlight. The moon is how we see and feel from the inside. It deals with our intuitive knowing. And since this is in Aries, this new moon is asking each person, each one of us, and it's in our chart somewhere. And the sun and the moon, the unique thing about this solar eclipse is that, and every new moon, the sun and the moon are conjunct. That means they're together. And they're at 19 degrees. And we also have, with the sun and moon luminaries, we have some people call it a planetoid, some call it an asteroid, but we know that there is a significance with, it's called Chiron. Chiron, some call it the wounded healer. And I think that description gets at the connection that Chiron has within our charts. But I look at it, I take it a little further, and I really look at it as those extreme, it's the sacred sensitivity point. I call it the soul entry space, the place where we literally, if we open ourselves in that pain point to trusting the universe and asking for guidance, I think Chiron is the keystone for that dialogue between us and whatever you call it. You can call it spirit, source, universe, the goddess, the god, whatever, the higher self. But it gives us an opportunity to have a direct connection. And the more we are op willing to open to that sacred sensitivity point, which is called woundedness, which is called pain point. But if we open to it and allow ourselves to feel this energy, because we're talking frequency here, if we allow ourselves to open, we often connect with others in a very powerful way because we then develop empathy and compassion for others. I think in this whole eclipse, Chiron is very, very important on a collective level right now because we have a world in turmoil, and I think Chiron is implicated in this in a major way because we're each ca being called upon to develop a great more empathy and awareness and understanding of other people. And the other, and I'm going to, along with Chiron and that understanding, we also have the planet Venus sitting in Aries at this time. And it would appear with Venus sitting in council. So we have the sun, we have the moon, we have Chiron, and we have Venus. Venus in our charts describes how we go about loving ourselves and loving others. It goes about describing our relationships. And since it's in Aries, it would appear that since there's this very heavy spotlight on the Aries energy, we're being asked to really take a look and how we open our hearts to others. And so I'm putting Chiron and Venus in close connection to each other. Now, we have a really interesting other planetary messenger on this council. I would say that they're all having a retreat together right now. And in their retreat, we have Mercury. Mercury is retrograde at this time. Mercury is the planetary messenger. Mercury is the planet that has the ability to, from an archetypal standpoint, to go into the inner depths. It can go between all the other planets carrying messages. And with it being retrograde, it basically is asking us to take a look, because when something is retrograde, it means that we need to take a view, a review of whatever situation. And since we have this Aryan energy going on, it's asking us with Mercury, how and what need. What's our way of going into something new? How do we proceed in terms of bringing something new and different into our lives? There's a very key point here with Aries. We each get to choose. Now, the new actually might be something that has been put aside for quite a while. And Mercury is the planet that can help us, because we don't have to run out and do something entirely extreme. We don't have to throw everything away. It may be that there's been something sitting on the shelf that needs review through Mercury, and it may come into our experience as that new situation, event, whatever. It may be a new way, for example, of speaking lovingly to yourself. Because remember, Aries has to do with identity. Now, I want to speak to the issue of the planetary guide or ruler of Aries. Aries is known, most everybody knows Aries as being associated, and it is so, with the planet Mars. And that Mars is the warring part of our charts. When we are looking at Mars as the overarching descriptor of how we move forward, because Mars is associated with how we take action. That's why it has that whole description of being the planet of the warrior. But I'm looking at this slightly different, that we are now being called upon in an evolutionary way to examine what it means to have war. War means that there's a polarization, there's a separation between, first of all, the parts of self, because Aries is about the I am. Who am I? And if we don't get an understanding of one's own inner being and ask the question, what parts of myself have been at odds, warring with myself? And then on a collective level, I'm venturing to say much of the strife and just utter chaos that we see has to do with the way in which we've polarized within self, and then it becomes a collective outpicturing of all the many, the global population of the earth being people being separated from self. We see it in a bigger way. So this Aries energy at this particular time is unique, because with this transit, Mars is now, for a bit, is sitting in the sign of Pisces. And Pisces is known as the connector. Pisces is about unity. It's about understanding the spirit and the soul of oneself. So if we have Mars sitting in a sign of Pisces, and it is now in affecting all of this Aries energy, which has been seen as the warring energy, what do we get? The reason this solar eclipse really is so powerful is because we're being asked to regard the whole view collectively and personally in a different way. The Pisces energy, because Pisces is sitting with Saturn and with Neptune, and this is some powerful energy, even though momentarily there's a lot of, actually the only word I can think of is a lot of hype about the solar eclipse. But the underpinnings are in Mars in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces, and Saturn in Pisces. And wherever this configuration is occurring in your chart is where you're being required to do some real deep soul searching, because Pisces in many ways is about soul searching. Soul searching for those places where you may not have lived up to who you really are. And the Aries energy is giving us permission to truly begin to have the courage to live up to who we are. And the Pisces energy is basically saying, trust that you are totally enough. So Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, and Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. And so I want you to think about this in terms of putting these energies, these are frequencies. How are you and I dealing with those parts of ourselves? What is your intention for standing? Because the Aries energy, like I said, is giving us permission to stand with courage in our own light. And the backup is the Pisces is about trusting, because it gets its impetus from Neptune, which is associated with the spirituality, the wholeness of self. There's one other one that I want to mention, and it's not a planet, but it is part of this whole Aries council that they're having their retreat, is the North Node is also in Aries. The nodes in our charts have to do with what we are moving toward. Again, here's that highlight, Aries, standing in one's own spotlight with courage and being willing to step out, because it may be in your particular world, big or small, we each are called to voice and lead something. And the North Node is that place within our charts where we have an agreement. The North Node is a soul agreement to do something different, to do a new beginning. The South Node, which we visited last time in the lunar eclipse with Libra, and what that, because it was in Libra, it asked us to take a look at our agreements with others, our relationships, how we might go about giving away or giving over to other people just to get along. And so with the North Node in Aries, there must be a balancing. We cannot forget others, but we also have to stand in truth with ourselves. Very shortly, I'm going to come back, not today, because I think we have enough with our solar eclipse in Aries. I'm going to come back shortly and talk about Jupiter and Uranus and how they play into this council. But meanwhile, I'm encouraging you to just go and enjoy whatever activity, whatever creative endeavor you have that brings you joy, whatever thing that is calling you, I encourage you to acknowledge it, embrace it, trust it, and be willing to stand in the spotlight and claim your I am. As always, I send you love from my heart to your heart, and we'll talk again. Bye for now.